And we are going to move on next to a what Lama Allen calls the Dzogchen approach to mindfulness of breathing. And instead of nine stages in our immediate lineage, there are four stages of progress through the development of shamatha. And the first of these is called single-pointed mindfulness. And the advice of Dujom Lengpa, who is the chief of this very short lineage of ours in Dzogchen, is that you first need to, it's all about noticing the difference between stillness and motion. And so you first discover the difference between stillness and motion, and then you develop simultaneous stillness and motion. And so this particular practice of the Dzogchen approach to mindfulness of breathing really helps to develop this first recognition of the difference between stillness and motion. And then especially in a little later practice that we'll be doing, having an experience of simultaneous stillness and motion. So the really what we are doing in this approach to mindfulness of breathing is we are following the Buddha's pith advice in the Satipatthana Sutta, and that is that he said, just as a potter knows that the revolution of his wheel is long or short, know that when you are meditating mindfully, that your breath, the rhythm of your breath, is long or it is short. So the thing about knowing that the breath is long or short is that it's a cognitive experience, not a tactile experience. So now we have left the tactile sense and are going directly into the mental experience of knowing the rhythm of the breath as immediately as preconceptually as a potter who is spinning his wheel knows that the revolution of his wheel is long or short. So it doesn't take words, it doesn't take any other sensory input, but you simply know the rhythm of your breath. And so we're going to be giving knowing the rhythm of our breath with only our peripheral attention. And what we are primarily focused on, so let's just say 80% now of our awareness, because attention is selective, exclusive, and focused, and you're not going to parcel that out. But now we are really going to be meditating with awareness rather than attention. And so awareness can be aware of a number of different things simultaneously. And so what we're going to parcel our awareness to is about 20% of our awareness is going to be knowing the rhythm of the breath. And 80% of our awareness is going to be knowing the stillness and spaciousness of awareness itself. So this is really stopping doing what you're doing, what mental activity. You're just focused on stillness and spaciousness with the majority of your awareness itself, and then just peripherally knowing the rhythm of the breath, whether it's long or whether it's short. And so the progression here is that we apply the mute switch with focusing on tactile sensations, because if we don't do, first of all, master that, we're not able to settle the breath in its natural state. So the basic advice of Padmasambhava for these practices is that we are working on settling the body, speech, and mind in their natural states. And so the natural state of the body is relaxed, still, and vigilant. the natural state of the speech is effortless silence. And to get to that effortless silence of speech, meaning that the mental chatter has really been reduced to a point that you can remain focused without being distracted and going wandering with these compelling thoughts, is so the what we are doing with that, I just lost the thought. So yeah, some of you can relate. So anyway, we have, where are we? So we have what we're doing with the settling the speech in its natural state is to give up the distracting thoughts that are so compelling that we go wandering with them. And so Lama Allen has been very insistent in his advice recently that we really need to focus on applying the mute switch with the practices of breath meditation before we move on too quickly, so that we are basically just dealing with an overwhelming torrent of mental chatter. So we want to be able to reduce the flow of the mental chatter from a waterfall that we're standing under to more of a manageable flow, so that we can actually see space and recognize space between the arising and dissolving of one thought and the arising and dissolving of the next thought. Yeah, so something to just really bring a precise stop to. So anyway, now that we have mastered breath meditation with our first 6 minute practice, we are able to begin to discover the stillness of the mind, where, like, the gaps that I just experienced between thought become more and more pronounced, and where we can really see that it's like this space of the sky is what we are really resting in, and that the rhythm of the breath, which is the movement, are like clouds passing in the sky, something like that. So let's resume our practice with another 6 minutes. And so here again, it's relax and settle the respiration in its natural state, meaning that you don't try to control the breath. Some traditions say that your exhalation should be twice as long as your inhalation. But here in this practice, what we do is we just allow the breath to find its natural rhythm, and without forcing it, without constraining it. So settle the breath in its natural state, and then you'll begin to discover the natural state of the mind in this open spaciousness, the stillness of the mind, and notice the difference between that stillness and the movement of the rhythm of the breath. with that practice, we are really beginning to recognize the difference between stillness and motion. And in many of the presentations of the progression of shamatha in this tradition, next would come taking the mind as the path. But I would like to introduce now the what is often thought of as a culmination of the practice, which is awareness of awareness.